Father, what a privilege that you have given us the name of Jesus to speak. Just that opens up what it means to be enriched in all our speech, because it's the fullness of Jesus that you have given us the privilege and the honor to be able to use his name, because we are your family, Father. What a joy that we can use the name of Jesus, not in vain, but in faith, knowing you, in relationship with you, Jesus, in relationship with you, Father. What a privilege that we can begin to get a deeper insight, and as you take us, Holy Spirit, into more and more of the understanding and the incredible depths of the name of Jesus and how we have been enriched in our speech. So this morning, Father, we come and we want to just truly begin to, I think, get a better understanding as you draw us, as grace and truth is released through you and Jesus in abundance. And we want to thank you for your grace. It's being released amongst us. It's being released over our community and over our nation. We want to thank you for your truth in Jesus and through Jesus that is being released. We want to thank you, Father, as you draw people into fellowship with your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Father, that you are so involved and there's such a living hope within us as your children, because we believe, we know your heart, we know what your Son has done, we know you've shown your love through Jesus at all to be saved. So we don't doubt that, but what a joy to know that Jesus is at this very moment ministering as a great high priest, Father, in the incredible Holy of Holies on our behalf. So we want to thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you. We just honor you and we so value the joy of partnering with you, the joy of being one with you, the joy of being able to be in the presence of our Father, to receive, to hear and to respond and to love him with everything about our lives, who we are. And this we want to thank you for today. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of grace. Thank you that you are in us who are believers here this morning. And you're the one, because there's a faith being released, you are the one dispensing this incredible grace that comes from you. And it just flows into our lives, empowering us to be able to live as children of God. As you spoke to us last Sunday about recognizing the kingdom of God within us, recognizing your involvement, recognizing your incredible life and your power that freed us and enabled us to walk in the freedom that is found in Jesus Christ. Your power is enabling us to think differently, enabling us to speak differently, enabling us to live totally different lives. We want to thank you, Holy Spirit. You appropriating, you dispensing the very life of Jesus, the victory of the cross. You're making it so real in our lives. So what a joy to be able to really be called holy people, separated from the dominion of darkness, children of light, living as children of light, displaying the fruit of light because of your involvement in us, Holy Spirit. So as we share, I'm asking now, Holy Spirit, won't you share with us? Won't you open up the very word of God? Let life be released from my heart, from my spirit, from my lips, from my mind. Let your life just flow and just minister, riding on each and every one of our hearts, setting us free as we get the revelation of the powerful blood of Jesus. Father, you are good to us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the power of his incredible death and resurrection. Thank you that he's ascended, seated with you as the great intercessor for us here. We give you the praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Okay. I started asking a question on Wednesday. What does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? So that we can get an insight of where we are as his children, as the family of God, of our current understanding, the current revelation of what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus. And so all of this is taking us to a greater understanding and revelation of what it is to pray in the name of Jesus. And so again, as we shared last Sunday, understanding the Holy Spirit's ministry is crucial in enabling us to be able to step into something more as He takes us more and more into the truth found in Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's going to be a bit of a journey to get. And Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, plays a big role in us understanding what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. So you might want to meditate in the book of Hebrews. Just one scripture here in Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 29. I want to just read here quickly, where the writer is calling us to preserve because of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His blood, because His blood is sufficient. His blood is the only thing that cleanses us from all sin, cleanses us from the guilty conscience because of actions that we've done, sinful actions in the conscience. It's only the blood of Jesus that removes sin and cleanses the conscience. And then he says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. And he calls us to hold on to this. And then he starts to speak about folk that are rejecting Jesus and what's going to take place. And he speaks about, and he says here in verse 20, let me go to verse 29, how much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who insulted the Spirit of grace. Here we see an incredible insight of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in drawing people to the truth of Jesus Christ, and obviously people can reject, and he's also been speaking about people that have been born again, that have tasted the reality, but have made a conscious decision over many times the Holy Spirit speaking to say, no Holy Spirit, no Jesus, no, and have forsaken. And he's speaking a lot about that in the book of Hebrews. But here we see one of the names of the Holy Spirit, one of the characteristics, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to dispense the grace, because grace comes from the Father and the Son Jesus. So grace and truth from the Father comes through Jesus Christ. So now we who have been born again, we have, as we've been speaking, we have now entered, we've got access, we've now can approach the throne of grace with such confidence, with such boldness, because of the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us and removed our sin, so that we can come in our time of need. We can come when the Holy Spirit starts to share with us things, because the previous verse is that the Word of God is sharper and any two-edged sword, it's active, it's alive, and it penetrates. And so as we go on, the Holy Spirit will share words of life, and we come, whoa, what I'm doing here and what I've been participating is not life, it's death. And that's not me as a child of God. And so the Holy Spirit speaks words of life, and then straight away, come to the throne room of grace. Okay. And so there's no running away, there's no condemnation. If we embrace truth, we can just run to the Father, because we'll experience the words that our Father speaks. It's full of life. And we can embrace those words, and you will find such healing. And that. So the easier it is for us to yield to the Holy Spirit, the less painful it is, okay? The less struggling we go through. We don't have to go around the mountain 101 times. Yield to the Holy Spirit and straight away experience the life of Holy Spirit being released, and the freedom that comes as we take that truth and we hold on to that truth and not let it go. So here we see again, just as we spoke about last Sunday, recognizing the kingdom of God within it, recognizing the work of Holy Spirit, appropriating the victory of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and enabling us to be able to experience the old nature, the fruit, the acts and the deeds of all that old nature, but now participating in the grace of the fruit of the Spirit. And we starting to partner with Him and experiencing the new nature that we have because of the Holy Spirit within us and the new heart. One of the reasons why we're sharing this is because many of us get wounded by words. Whether it's words spoken against us or words that we have used against people, we get wounded when we use words against people, that is not truth, and we get wounded when people speak words that are not truth towards us. And God wants to free us from that. As I said last Sunday, we need to leave here traveling light, washed in the blood of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit will make us all conscious of our words. And we will all, cringe and, oh no, because none of us can duck and dive from words that we have spoken. But praise God for the blood of Jesus. And that's why we need healing. One of the reasons why we are speaking about this right now is that the foundation of religion is that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So now everything is based on what must I do to be good, to be accepted by God. So religion is based on that. So you see all your religious activities in many of the different religions, it's all about what must I do to get accepted. So have I done enough to be accepted by God all the time? And we've been speaking about the incredible gospel, the good news of our Father who has given us His Son Jesus Christ. And it's through Him that this grace and truth comes to you and I who believe. So we've been sharing much about this incredible gift of Christ's perfection. And it's interesting in Hebrews, that's why Hebrews is a good book, that Christ was obedient to the Father. He said to the Father, Father, the blood of bulls and all that there you don't accept. It's really, that's just the way that you did it to help the poor folk at that time. But a body you have prepared for me. Here I have come to do your will. So Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. He lived that life of perfection, doing exactly the Father's will, thinking perfect, motives perfect, his behavior, his interaction with his sisters and his brothers, his interaction with the family members, all of that there with people, with the Pharisees, you name it. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And we have received Christ's perfection as a gift. And that is what has brought us into this incredible place of God's incredible involvement. So that we can now, through Jesus, the great mediator of this new covenant, we are able to enter in to the presence of our Father and be so loved by Him. Boy, I pray that you will get the revelation of the throne of grace. Wow. And to see and to taste the throne of grace together with Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open this up. And you will just, your life will not be the same again. Press in. Press in. Press in. Intimacy. Intimacy. Taking hold of the truth that the Holy Spirit has given. All of that will take you step by step into the revelation of what this grace is all about. And to be able to live, to function, to minister daily from this incredible place of God's incredible grace and truth that is in who He is. How do we live in grace? Press in. Holy Spirit will open it up because He is the Spirit of grace. Grace is in you. You just need the revelation of that. So we carry on. And that's why the kingdom of God is within. It's so important to press in, to get understanding there. So we're speaking about this root of religion. And one of the things that is a stronghold over our communities, over our nation, over families, over denominations, over churches, whatever you want to call them, one of the things that is so strong is the religious spirit that has got it's a principality that is a stronghold over the believers that is captured in their religious righteousness. And not having understood the gift God has given it, the gift, and to be able to receive, and then be able to live in the power of that righteousness of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit of grace operating and living in us, the law of the Spirit of life. See, so that's a stronghold. over towns, over cities, over our nation of South Africa. And so we have been enriched with our words. And as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, that we do not warfare as the world does. We've got divine weapons that's mighty and powerful to demolish strongholds. So with our words, speaking and preaching and teaching about the gift of righteousness, it's breaking demonic strongholds over people. We have been enriched. You see the privilege that we and I, and that's why God wants to help us to understand what words are we speaking. Because there's a warfare. Satan controls the world. He controls people. He's captured so many. But we have been enriched. We are able to speak the words of life to set the captives free. So the sword of the Spirit, you see, breaks and destroys the strongholds in the spiritual realm so that the people can be released. We can share the gospel. So we have been enriched to be able to pray, God, send out evangelists that understand. Because we're praying, destroying the strongholds. People are being released. The Father's drawing people. Grace is in operation. Salvation grace. God is drawing people into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. And the evangelists are being released. We have been enriched to be able to pray, to speak these things. It's not about, God bless me. That's small-mindedness. You see? It's not about, Lord, oh. It's about coming with Jesus to the throne of our Father and to say, Father, today, what's on your heart? Yeah, we are to do your will. And I receive grace to do it. Today I receive grace in my weakness as a person, my inability. That doesn't matter because your grace is more powerful than all of that. And your power is made strong in my incredible weakness. I boast in your grace. I boast in you. And so today I come with Jesus. Yes, go by the Holy Spirit and we will do your will. Father, everything that you're wanting to do today through my life, yes. Yes, I receive grace to walk in that. See, we're talking a little bit bigger than just our little bless me club. God loves the nation. He's called, He's placed His body in the nation to be able to have words that are so enriched with truth and revelation, to be able to speak and communicate, deal with the spiritual reality that's keeping people in captivity. The sword of the Spirit breaks. See, we've got to get under, we've got to get away from philosophy, away from man's doctrines, away from man's interpretations and man's this and man's that. No, be rooted in Jesus. Don't be captured by anything else. But allow the Spirit of God to impart truth so that in all our ways, the totality of our lives, that's what it means. Because of the grace of God, we have been enriched. Yeah. We are a kingdom. We are a king and priest redeemed by the blood of Jesus so that we can rule here on earth. Because we have been enriched. We no longer have our minds blinded by the devil. We are no longer captured in the dominion of darkness. We've been taken out into the kingdom of light. We have been enriched. So we are incredible ecclesia. The real word for the body of Christ. The called out ones that have been enriched in all our ways and our speaking and our understanding to be able to speak and to rule and to reign and to set the people free from the dominion of darkness. Bring them into the family. A nation will only be changed when the hearts are touched by the love of God and healed. And then the fruit of the Spirit will be the evidence of God's kingdom in South Africa. Let's not compromise that. Press in. Press in, done for. Let us not settle for anything less. We want to see thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay. So, that's what we've been looking at. So let's go to our portion in 1 Corinthians. And let's just read it again. We see, I'm going to read from verse 2, to the church of God in Corinth. to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be in Christ? This is big. And called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I speak that, the Holy Spirit is dispensing it. I always thank God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him, you have been enriched. What does it mean to pray in His name? What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? For in Him, you have been enriched in every way, the totality of your whole life, you have been enriched. There's nothing about our life that in Christ has not been enriched. The old has gone. See, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then he breaks it up a little bit more. In all your speaking and in all your knowledge. Because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you, therefore you do not lack any grace as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, living in the reality of faith in the grace of God. He will keep you strong to the end. What a joy to know that you have a Heavenly Father that's going to keep us strong to the end, eh? Faith always brings us into the place of rest. Have total confidence. If we love God, we walk with Him, He's keeping us strong to the very end. A lot of people say, what's going to happen when we face more persecution? Well, I'm going to stand. Am I going to be able to do it? Walk in faith. Walk in grace. He will keep us strong to the very end. See, this is the confidence that you and I have. Therefore, see, when we start saying what's going to happen, we don't believe this. Oh God, what's going to happen? No. God says He's going to keep us. What's going to happen? He's going to keep us. It's easy. Faith, receiving grace, walking in truth. He will keep us. That's what's going to happen. He's going to keep us strong to the very end. Okay. And then he carries on. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless, powerful on that day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. So we're speaking here this morning a little bit about, because of this grace, this gift that we have received, remember the gift of righteousness, and grace reigns through this gift of righteousness. So this grace that comes from the Father reigns, rules, it's king in our lives through our belief in Jesus Christ, that gift that we have been given. So all of us who have received this gift of faith, this gift of righteousness, all of us, our starting point is, God, your grace rules here through this gift. Not my righteousness, this gift. God's Christ's righteousness, your grace rules. And now I want to ask you to help me to learn how to live in the reality of this gift and experiencing your grace ruling. Children of light. See, it's not just Bible words these. The Holy Spirit wants us to enter into the life of these words. His word is alive and it's active. It's not just quotations. So the invitation for all of us is now to live in a reality as a life into this reality that you and I are experiencing, how this grace of God is enabling us, is empowering us to be able to live victoriously here on this earth. If we struggle to forgive, if we struggle to have a pure mind, if we struggle to be able to love people, if we struggle to be able to get rid of this negativeness, if we struggle to be able to whatever, struggle, then we've got to stop and say, but God, have I missed it somewhere? Somehow I'm not experiencing this grace that is ruling and reigning as king in my life through this incredible gift of Christ's perfection. Now show me, Holy Spirit, why. See, there's a truth that I've maybe laid aside, and I've not taken it and got established in the truth. So this is the time. That's why when we speak about spiritual babies and to going into maturity, we begin to understand if we're not allowed this incredible revelation of righteousness to pierce us, we will stay babies. Because it's the foundation for grace to rule, for us to grow and to become mature children of God. Because it's the Holy Spirit's empowering. He'll guide. He teaches us. It's His wisdom, His understanding, His knowledge, His insights that He shares with us. It enables us, a helper. So we've got to stay in grace. Can you see what we're dealing with here? Because there's a stronghold. A religious spirit is keeping believers, children of God, in captivity, struggling and battling all their life, not getting victory, getting to a ceiling and they can't get past the ceiling, and they're feeling rejected, they're feeling all these kind of things. That's the invitation. When you're experiencing that, that's the invitation. Wow, God, you're showing me I've reached my ceiling and my own abilities, or the current anointing and the truth that you've given, you're showing me more. I've got to grow now. I've got to mature now. I've got to take hold of truth. So, praise God you left the bottle behind. Talking about the water, I'm thinking of baby bottle now. You eat meat now. Okay. So, speaking about that, and he says over here, as I said, In all speech, that's our words, our communication. It's changed. We'll get to that now. And then in all knowledge, this word knowledge, again, it's not just facts. This word knowledge is that experiential knowing. So it's knowledge about God because we know Him and the Holy Spirit is revealed. But it's not just that knowledge. It's the application of all of this as well. That's what all this enriching in all our knowledge is all about. So now we know, Holy Spirit, you're sharing with us that Jesus and the Father and you are so full of this grace and our weaknesses and inabilities. You are so involved in giving us the victory. There's truth, there's knowledge, there's revelation, because you're getting to know Him. But now the application of that, that's this knowledge. So we know how to live day by day in the revelation of who our Lord Jesus Christ is, who our Father is, who the Holy Spirit is. That's what we're speaking about. We have been enriched in all our understanding, in all our knowledge. We have been enriched because of God's grace. So that's why Peter could say that we have been given everything by His divine power to be able to live godly lives. We have been enriched because of our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he carries on and he says, now you add to your faith, you add to your faith goodness, you add to goodness knowledge. That's what's happening. And as we continue going through that, after knowledge, there's self-control. Because now you've received, now you're now putting it into action, self-control. You're disciplining yourself by renewing your mind, by appropriating the truth, letting that truth be established within us. So it's not just, I heard, let me leave it. No, self-control. God, you've given me something profound. Holy Spirit, if one of your fruits is self-control. And then we carry on, brotherly love, and then there's love. If you increase in all of these things, what takes place? We become more fruitful and productive in our knowledge. Getting revelation, then the application in our lives so that we can become more fruitful for the glory of God. It's for God's glory that we bear much fruit. So can you see how the Holy Spirit is taking us, because He loves the people, He loves this nation. Can you go back to the time when the Holy Spirit shared with us that we need to start praying for the body of Christ in the nation? This nation needs to be saved. Can't remember who it was. Years back, I don't know if it was a theologian or a president. I don't know. But he said, this was about America. He said the church will continue to grow and live despite America. But America will not continue to live without the church. See, South Africa needs us to be able to move into its God-given destiny to set the people free from how the enemy has captured the nation and the people of a nation. We have the words that enrich the name of Jesus. We have the words inspired by the Holy Spirit. There's the prophetic words. There's the proclamation words. There's our prayers that come from the throne of God to be able to release and to pray. Our prayer words have been enriched in every way as we pray in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? See, all the time, understand what it means. What if I'm in Christ, in Christ my words have been enriched. Now let me see, how do I pray? How do I speak? How do I speak to my Father? How do I communicate with God? How do I communicate with others with these words being so enriched in Christ Jesus? The Holy Spirit is our helper in all of this. So we've been looking at that. So I want to just go to a particular scripture in Matthew 12. This one you might want to pull out your Bible. Here, the Pharisees and all the religious people are again accusing Jesus of operating in the authority of the devil. And when the Pharisees heard this, they said, it's only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons. And then Jesus starts to speak, knowing their thoughts, and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will stand. We've been enriched in our words. That's why our words must not divide. Our words must not get into agreement with the kingdom of darkness. Our words need to be in agreement with the kingdom of light, Jesus Christ. So we are not divided. We are one with the kingdom of God. So here, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined. That's why so many situations are ruined, because of the words that have been spoken. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. And then how can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judge. But if I drive demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And then he carries on and he says over here, he who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. We are in him. Our words need to be in line with his words. Our understanding, our knowledge, our life is in line with him, so we are not scattering. Can you just for a moment imagine the body of Christ in the nation, or just the body of Christ here in Sasselburg, where we are speaking words of life and not scattering against Jesus because of all our unbelief words? Can you imagine when Jesus says over here that how can Satan's kingdom stand in 1947? If we start to speak in line with Jesus, he says there, how can Satan's kingdom stand? And that is why praying for the oneness, that's why the healing is so important. So that we can start to see the breakthroughs in our towns that we live, because of our words are in agreement with Jesus and we're not working against him. He who is not with me is against me. And that's why, are my words with him? Is my knowledge with him? He who does not gather with me scatters. So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit Spirit of grace will not be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. Those are the enriched words, because we've got a new heart. And the evil man, because the evil man's still got his old broken sinful nature, the evil man brings out evil things out of the evil stored up in him, so that's what he's going to be speaking. But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Powerful, eh? Oops! You see, why are we so enriched in every area of our lives? Because when we get born again, we get a new nature. 1 John chapter 3:8-9. That God has put His seed in us, so we will not continue sin. So we've got a new heart. In Ezekiel 36:26, Jeremiah 31, Hebrews 9 speaks about this new covenant where God gives us a new heart. He put His Spirit in us. That is why you and I have been enriched. Because now we can speak from the good heart. The good stored up in the good heart will be the evidence of our words. We'll be able to reflect that. So I have to start asking myself, because I was praying for my own family. I was praying for my family's destiny. Praying for my family's future, praying for the generations to come. And the Holy Spirit started to make me very conscious of my words that I've spoken over my wife, over my son and daughter, over the in-laws, over you name it. You see, by our words it can be death or it can be life. What do we speak over our families? What do we speak over our marriages? What do we speak over the relatives? What do we speak over people's lives? So the Holy Spirit started to take me into the place where I realized, God, I need to come and ask for forgiveness for the words. You see, Jesus in John chapter 6, and we read there in verse 63, and he speaks, the Spirit gives life and flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and they are life. We have been enriched in our words. John 6:63. In the Psalms, Psalms 119, often we see where the psalmist says, your words are like honey. Your words are a light, a lamp to my feet, to my pathway. So we're starting to see that when God speaks to you and I, because He's our example, as Jesus speaks, as the Father speaks to us, the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we now know that as He speaks, He cannot contradict Himself to this. So He speaks words of life to you and I. His words are full of life. And that's why as we receive, we experience that life. So you might be this morning and the Holy Spirit is making you aware of words that have come out, maybe because of wounds, rejection, maybe because of hurts, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just because we have a sinful, old sinful heart, not born again. And so swearing is just the way it is. Cursing is just the way it is. And so words are coming out of our mouths. And the Holy Spirit is saying, listen, it's time to confess those words. Because they were not the enriched words. They were not Jesus enriched words. They were sinful enriched words. And so this morning, Jesus calls us and he comes to us in 1 John chapter 1. See, I'm speaking from going through a lot of confession and repentance. Remember, confessing our sin, repenting is now changing the way we behave. So, changing. So, I've stepped into the grace of God to enable me to start to have the victory in my speaking. You all know James chapter 3, where James describes the power of the tongue. It's the most wicked thing, and we cannot control it. That's why we have Holy Spirit, to be able to enable us to be able to speak words of life. Because those words that are not controlled by the Holy Spirit, those words that have got not the life of Holy Spirit operating from the heart, we have got a good, clean heart, those words that we will speak will be evil words. And we need Holy Spirit. So you will discover the evidence of the kingdom of God within will start to reflect in the way we speak and release words. Some of the words that we speak over ourselves, negative, destructive words, they're not enriched words. We're not speaking what Jesus speaks. We're not speaking what the gift of righteousness has done to us. All of these things the Holy Spirit will start to reveal. So it'll be good to spend time, Holy Spirit, show me the words that I've spoken that I need to ask you to forgive me, Father, through the blood of Jesus. And so Jesus speaks about how to help us. And he says here in 1 John chapter 1, this is a message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live the enriched life by grace, by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is light, and have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, continually purifies us from all our sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is no place in our lives. So here we have the most incredible, powerful working of the blood of Jesus, where the Holy Spirit's sword cuts and divides and exposes, and God, forgive me. Forgive me for the words that I've spoken over my wife, my husband. Forgive me for the words that I've spoken over my son, my daughter, sons and daughters, over my in-laws, outlaws, whatever you want to call them. Those words of outlaws, it's not English words. See. Forgive me for what I've spoken against myself. Those words were not your truth. And those words that we have spoken about ourselves have wounded us. Words do wound. Words are sticky. I can mention, no one's here anymore, but I know people would, after a Sunday service, would come and they would go and they will start speaking because they believed I was deceived. And straight away, I felt in my spirit, these words are coming. See, words are powerful. They're powerful. By our words, we uproot, we build. Because our words are full of life in the Holy Spirit. And that's why our prayer life is so powerful. That's why the prayer of a righteous man is so powerful. Because grace is flowing through the gift of righteousness, and our prayers are in line with what will bring glory and honor to our Heavenly Father. Powerful, powerful prayers. Praying in the name of Jesus, we're praying in His righteousness. We're praying in everything that the blood of Christ has done for us. So here you might be this morning as we have communion, just God. One of the scriptures that one of the intercessors shared this morning, I'm so thankful for folk praying before the service at home, just praying for the time we're going to meet together. Isaiah chapter 1, if I recall, where it speaks about, although our sins are like red scarlet, like the blood of Jesus, God said, I will cleanse you so that they're like wool, pure white. I'll remove your sin. The blood of Jesus purifies and cleanses from all sin. So you might want to confess your words this morning. And leave that traveling light, receiving the powerful blood of Jesus. I couldn't pray for my nation because I'd spoken words against our government. They were not enriched words. They were words of frustration, anger. Not enriched. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful. And my words come through the gift of righteousness now to pray for a nation. Recently, some of us have been scammed by scammers. And our words need to pray through being enriched by helping and to release forgiveness to those that have stolen, that we can release enriched words over our enemies. So, how's our speaking? Father, thank you as we have the communion this morning. It's a joy to be able to be free. Lord Jesus, we agree with what you spoke there through John, that if we say we haven't sinned with our words, we are lying. We cannot pretend. We have spoken words. And what a sober statement is that we will be judged by every word that we have been spoken. That's profound and powerful. And we know it's in the context of the condition of a person's heart, because the words will reveal that their heart has not yet received your divine nature. They're not born again. But we as believers, Father, you've taught us how to walk in the Spirit. You've taught us how to have died to that old and to start living in the reality of a new creation. So our words have been enriched. Our knowledge of being set free from the old sinful nature we've been enriched in understanding, and we've applied this into our lives so that we can live it out. So we want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for how you share with us and empower us. But there are times when we realize that you make us aware of words that we have spoken, whether it's words at the municipality, in the queues, driving a car behind people, words that we have uttered in our frustration, in our anger, in the words that come out of impatience, the words that come out of hurt and pain, the words that come out of trying to protect my own heart, the words that have come out through our mouths that have spoken. And we realize today that you are taking us into the realm of grace to start to experience the power of enriched words. And that's why we're celebrating this moment, Jesus. We're celebrating how you're freeing us. We're celebrating the privilege and the joy that we can come and confess and ask Father to forgive us from all our sins, from the words that we have spoken. What a privilege to be able to come with confidence and boldness, not hiding away, but to experience your teaching us because you love us. You're wanting to set us free. You're wanting us to get healing of soul hurts and wounded wounds from words that people and we have spoken. Words that the demonic have spoken. Those demonic wounds that many people have. Father, we want to thank you to be able to get free from words that maybe our parents have spoken, our spouses have spoken, to be able to come and to partake this morning, Jesus, in the powerful working of your blood, and freeing us and freeing us and freeing us from all of the hurts and the consequences of words we have received and of what we have given out. And Holy Spirit, what a joy as we partake this morning to say, yes, Holy Spirit, your life, your grace is flowing and bringing in the healing of Jesus, bringing in the freedom of Jesus, bringing in revelation of Jesus, and just releasing us from that. Thank you. Your blood cleanses us from guilty consciences. Your blood cleanses us from all acts of unrighteousness. Your blood continuously purifies us. So what a joy this morning, Jesus, that it's not just a one. Your sacrifice was once and for all ages. We live in the continuous reality of experiencing the all-sufficiency of your incredible sacrifice, your death, your blood, your broken body. So thank you, Jesus. As you willingly, as you joyfully share communion with us this morning, as you invite us to be able to come and participate and experience of freedom, and to loose people from the words that we have spoken as we confess them and ask for forgiveness. And we start to change our ways because of grace working and reigning through our lives because of your righteousness, Jesus. So we thank you again for your healing, Lord. As you shared early on this morning, Father, for the incredible snow, cleansing, powerful, white as snow that we receive because the blood of Jesus has removed our sin, has washed us clean. What a privilege, Lord. So we drink together this morning with you, Lord. We break open your incredible body and experience what you have done, because you took all our words upon yourself and you have set us free from that. And we receive, Lord, the fact that now we have been enriched in totality of our lives, in our speech and in our understanding, in our knowledge of you, to be able to walk in your ways. So Lord, thank you. Thank you. We just invite you as you continue just to minister to us the way. Thank you for grace that you have released to enable us to repent, to enable us to confess, to enable us to be honest and real. Oh Lord, I want to thank you today that no one can hide, because you are so good. Your love is drawing us out of hiding. Your love is drawing us out of shame. Your love is drawing us out of sort of feeling guilty and condemned. You are pulling us out. You're taking us into Jesus and saying, come, come and celebrate together what Christ has done. Come and take hold of his perfection, receiving the power of his blood. So, Lord, thank you, and we honor you, and we give you the glory, Lord. Amen.